What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ladies, let's have a conversation. Even though I know you won't listen, but let's have a conversation anyway. You modern women believe that you're able to function in the violent world of us men. You've been so thoroughly brainwashed into believing that you can become aggressive, you can become mouthy, you can be ready to fight a man in the streets. However, at the same time, you still expect modern men of today to behave like older men in the past. What do I mean by that? You still think that modern men are supposed to restrain themselves like men in the past, give you excuses, give you a pass for your behavior. No, ladies, no. We no longer live in those times and we no longer live in that environment. Yes, ladies, the violent world of man that you've been shielded from, you forced your way into. And guess what? More and more men are no longer holding back. So guess what? Some of you are catching it, like the woman in this article who caught the ultimate fade, if you will. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of May. Neighbors wake to sounds of a fight, then a deadly stabbing at a North Side apartment complex. Moments before, a woman was stabbed to death early Monday morning outside of a North Side apartment complex. Neighbors woke to the sounds of a loud fight in the street. Okay, ladies, men understand the way you quote unquote fight with other men. What do? You get loud. You raise your voice to do what? That's right. Initiate the simp / white knight wolf whistle. Ladies, let me tell you this. More and more men have said, you know what? I am not obligated to fight for any woman that does not fall under my control. And yes, I said control. Remember, men do not protect what they do not control. So we all know the simp wolf whistle, getting loud. No, more and more men are deciding not to answer that call. Why? Because they understand their value, their worth. They're not getting ready to jump into a situation that they know nothing about, like men in the past used to do. Yep, I've covered many articles about white knights and what happened to them. Some of them got stomped out. Some of them have gotten shot. And guess what? Those were warnings for more men to say, you know what? Nope, it's not my obligation. It's not my responsibility. I do not know this random woman. So yes, ladies, yeah, you want to come to the violent world of men? Get ready to catch that fade. Both incidents happened near the Hamilton Place Apartments, located in the 1600 block of Jackson Keller Road. Quote unquote, it was another woman, a woman that I had never seen before, said one neighbor who wanted to hide her identity. Quote unquote, the next thing you know, all of a sudden, they just started fighting. So, was it actually a physical fight? Seems like it. Remember, ladies, we men have an unspoken code. We can argue, but there's always a chance that things can get physical. Once again, that's a world that you've been shielded from for far too long. Yet now, since you want equality, guess what? Now you're going to get it. Some men are no longer holding back, ladies. And guess what? It is what it is. The neighbors said she recognized one of the people involved, the woman who was stabbed to death. San Antonio police say officers were already en route for the fight at around 1:30 a.m. when they began getting calls about the stabbing. Why in the world was this woman out at 1:30 in the morning instead of being home, being asleep, and getting ready for her next day of work? Nothing good happens after midnight, ladies, especially if you're out there alone. But we all know of the viral TikTok video where some woman was saying a woman can do everything that a man can do. And some man asked her, well, why come women can't walk down the street alone at night? You need to leave. That was a true statement. Ladies, once you're out there alone, guess what? You become prime pickings for any predator. Just saying, but we can't tell you anything nowadays. If we try to actually give you advice or warnings that could help you, oh, you're being a misogynist. Yeah, ladies, head right on out there and let the wolves take you away. When they arrived, they found a woman on the ground between two cars with a large stab wound in her neck. Whoever did this literally went for the jugular. A preliminary report released by police later said the victim was 35 years old. Quote unquote, I go away for 2 minutes and then I come back outside and she was on the ground, said the unidentified neighbor. They were trying to resuscitate her. The stabbing victim was deleted from her wound. The neighbor said she thought that the incident ended with the fight. She was surprised to find out the victim was fatally wounded. Quote unquote, I don't know where the stab wounds came from because I did not hear her scream, she said. Well, of course not. 9 times out of 10, when you stab someone in the neck, they're going to be busy trying to cover that wound and unable to scream. And if they do scream, it's going to be more of a gurgling sound, not a loud, piercing screech. Officers at the scene said the woman who was taken offline did not live at the apartment complex. They believe she was visiting a friend there at the time. Once again, if she was visiting someplace, you definitely do not want to get into a scuffle in a place where you do not live. You don't want to do that. Why? Because the people who actually are in that area have tactical advantage. The neighbor says she recognized the victim as someone who is in the area often. Quote unquote, she was very sweet. She was a very sweet woman, she said. It appears someone, though, did not agree. Apparently, someone definitely did not agree. Why? Because she decided to have a fight with someone and they decided to take it to the next level. Initially, police had conflicting information about the Terminator. They said some witnesses told them the victim was attacked by another woman, while others say it was a man. The report released later said witnesses heard her arguing with a man before the stabbing. Well, well, well. I will go ahead and give this a FAFO score of 10. Ladies, you're now in the violent world of men. Like I said, a world that you've been so shielded from that now you still think that men are going to operate like men did in the past, give you excuses for your behavior. They're going to try to calm you down. No, ladies. Oh, no, 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 no. Nope. 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 No. You want to put that aggressive energy out there? You think you can stand your ground against a grown-ass man? Guess what? Modern men are no longer restraining themselves. They surely are not. So that's right, ladies. A lot of you are going to catch them hands, them feet. And in this case, this woman caught the hot butter knife of doom. Why? Because she did not want to de-escalate the situation. Ladies, stop believing that you can go toe-to-toe with a man. These men out here are no longer playing with you. But guess what? As long as society keeps pumping your head up, a lot of you, you're going to catch that fade. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women in this modern society, you better understand this and you better get this through your thick skulls. The power you think you have in being aggressive toward men is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that modern men are going to practice some chivalry and try to calm you down is going out right along with it. Because more and more men have come to the understanding that the quote unquote power that you think you have, ladies, it is false power. The bravado, it is false bravado. Why? Because you can only do the things you do as long as there are simps and white knights who you think are going to be ready to rush in when you start getting loud. Guess what? More and more men, they see that and they understand that, nope, my life is too valuable to me to throw it away for some random woman who I have no control over. That's right, ladies. Men have adopted the, I don't have any control over this woman, therefore, I'm not going to protect this woman mantra. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.